Good morning, everyone. today I want to discuss whether the economic benefits of BD cotton dying away in China. Why we talk about that? There's some worries about the sustainability of the benefits. One is build up resistance, as you already know. The secondary is the breakout of the secondary pest. So people begin to worry about there's no more advantage of the BD cotton. As an evidence, I don't know whether it's evidence or not, but as evidence, you can see that the cotton sowing area in China decreased from about 6 million hectares in 2007 to near 5 million hectares in 2012, so about 20% decrease. So the question is whether it's going to decrease in the future. If yes, by how much? To understand these questions, we want to understand what caused the decrease. To be more specific, we want to know whether the BT cotton adoption caused the decrease. This is the objective of this study. Simple. In the rest of the presentation, I'm first going to discuss China's cotton production. Then I'm going to discuss the data source and the model that I used. Finally, I'm going to discuss the estimation results. There are two figures here. The right-hand side, so the share of BD cotton increase in China. It's keep increasing steadily. The left-hand side figure, so the cotton sown area, you can see that from 1997 to about year 2007, it has an increasing trend. However, after year 2007, there were clear decrease trend in these 5 years. That's also the reason that people began to say, the relationship between the share of BD cotton and the sown area is quadratic. Okay, it's increase first and then decrease. If you smooth it, the trend becomes even clearer. This is non-parametric. This is the national data. Then I'm using the provincial data. You get a very similar result. Right? Increase first, then decrease. So, to make a summary, it seems that different stage. At the first stage, at the increase of BT cotton, the cotton sown area also increased. Well, after that stage, it seems that at the increase of the share of BT cotton, the cotton sown area began to decrease. So there's people begin to worry about, you know, is the economic benefits of BD cotton dying away? The data, most of are from the National Survey, China Statistics Yearbook, the National Development and Reform Commission. The share of BD cotton, we don't have national data. I got this data from a research institute that I worked for. This is the large cotton seven largest cotton production province in China. Well, Xinjiang is in the northwest. It's different. I mean, different in production, different in management. So we don't consider about that. Okay. I only including the six provinces, three provinces in Yellow River Valley and three provinces in Yangtze River Valley. These six provinces also are the second largest to seventh largest cotton production province in China. Their total sown area is about 60% of the national total. The model, because as we saw in the above, the relationship between the cotton sown area and the share of BT seems quadratic. So I include two terms. Firstly, the share of the BT cotton. Secondly, the square of the share. I use the panel data. As I said, we have six provinces. We have two time scenarios, year 2000 to 2012. Year 2004 to 2012. Use fixed effect models to control those unobserved and time inconsistent variables. This is what I found. The first column, the share of BD cotton, the coefficient estimated is positive significant. The estimated coefficient of the square of the share of BD cotton is negative significant. So it's clearly the concave quadratic increase and decrease, as we just saw in the figure above. However, as shown in the second and third column, if we increase the impact of other variables, the estimated coefficient of the square of therapeutic cutting is not significant at all. The last two columns say, oh, okay, I don't consider about the quadratic anymore. I'm going to consider a linear relationship. It's pretty significant. If you use another scenario, year 2000 to 2012, you get a similar answer. So, short summary. If you don't consider the impact of other variables, you only consider an unconditional relationship between the cutting area and the CRBD cutting, it's quadratic. However, if you consider the impact of other variables, the quadratic relationship becomes linear. So the question are how to understand this route. I think there are two keys. The first one is to impact the increasing labor cost. Secondly is the decreasing cotton price. Different in developed countries, in US or Australia, use merchant in every stage. Cotton production in developing countries like China is still labor intensive. In this table, you can see that the labor day per mow, which is one over 6 acres, is about 3 times of maize, wheat, and rice. That means the labor cost matters a lot, right? I used two variables in this study to measure labor cost. First is the wage rate of agricultural labor. Secondly, I used the power of large agricultural tractor. You can see this labor cost does not change that much until year 2000. But after that, it increased a lot. Right, this figure
shows the wage rate.
Of course, they have negative sign, which means at the increase of the labor cost, the cotton somewhere will decrease. Okay. People just don't want to plant the cotton anymore. They're going to plant wheat or rice or corn, grain variables. Secondly, if you look at the price, I use a cotton over grain price ratio. Of course, I use a lag value because you need to consider that. There's a clear decrease. The decrease of the cotton price also had a negative impact on of cotton sowing area. Okay, that's it. What I want to see here is it seems that a quadratic relationship, but if you consider the impact of increasing labor cost, the cotton price, it seems that wheat cotton has a constant positive impact on cotton soil area. Thank you for attention.
There are a few minutes for questions before the next presentation. So any questions about this paper? Yes, John.
All this data come from the China Statistics Yearbook.
And here's another question. You have to say, what is the tractor power?
I think I need to explain a little bit about that. As shown in the right-hand side figure, there are red line, red curve, and the yellow curve. The right curve shows the power of the small tractors. Usually, it's a tractor that the farmer use for their own production. While the blue one are totally different. You can see that until year 2000, it's almost no change at all. In fact, there's some decrease after household responsibility. Because nobody wants to use the large ones. At the small farm scale, you don't have to use it. Right now, at the increase of labor wage, there are some farmers, they're going to buy a large tractor. They do services for other farmers. So this is one of the index to show that the increasing of the wage rate.
I've got questions. If any other questions from the audience? Okay, I've got two more questions, if you don't mind. The first one is, which prices did you use to calculate the ratio of cotton to corn prices? That's one.
Okay.
And the other one, regarding that graph, those two graphs that were on the screen, if you used large agricultural tractors or the power of large agricultural tractors and also the wage rate of agricultural labor, especially after 2010, both in the same equation as explanatory variables, aren't those linearly?
I don't use them at the same equation. I use it alternatively. Second question, the price are coming from, it's hard to get the price. It's hard to get the price. That's why I get the price from the National Development and Reform Commission. They get a survey every year. They're going to ask you, they did their own surveys around, I don't remember exactly, but there are more than 1,000 households every year. They're going to ask you how many cottons you produce. It's not a price, it's a unit value, in fact. How many cotton you produce and how much money you sold. I use that as unit value, it's not price.
So it's the price paid or received by the farmer?
That's right.
Okay. Self-reported, right?
Right.
Self-reported.
That's right. Okay. Thank you. Right.